89.1, Lubbock's Voice of the Arts, presents On Point with Chancellor Kent Hantz.
We're starting a new semester, and I'll be teaching my class on leadership once again. I always tell them the first day, my favorite word is anticipate. And you've got to be able to do that in business, in personal relations, and everything that you do. If you look at the word anticipate, you're trying to find out in your mind what's going to be happening, what do you need to do. I always like for someone to drive me if I'm interviewing them for a job, because I like to see if they know to get over in the right lane if someone in the left lane's got their turn signal on. If they can't anticipate that, then why do I think they're going to anticipate solving problems for me? It's important that you be able to see what's going to be happening. Basketball players do it all the time, and football, all sports do it. But in basketball, you've got to be trying to make a decision. Is this person, is he or she going to the right? They're going to the left? They're going to do a pull-up jumper? Because if you can anticipate what they're going to do, you're going to have a lot better chance of stopping what they're trying to do. If you look at anticipating in your personal life, we've got Valentine's Day coming up, and you should anticipate that flowers are very nice, or other gifts. You can get flowers at a discount the day after Valentine's and save a little money. But let me assure you, gentlemen, this is not the way to make points. Go ahead and pay a little more and anticipate. The savings will not offset the cost in the long run if you don't do it properly. Anticipate's a great word, and I always tell my students, rather than say hello when they go through graduation, I like for them to say anticipate, because I know they're going to be able to do that in their life and as they become successful Texas Tech graduates.
On Point with Chancellor Kent Hantz, only on 89.1.